This is the UCLA Mindful Monday Meditation. Each week, Marvin G. Belzer, or one of our UCLA Mindful teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Monday meditation. It's good to be here. If you're new to meditation, I'll give some guidance for mindfulness meditation. We use our ability to decide where to place our attention. We can do this. We do it in a very simple way. Just noticing sounds we can hear, noticing sensations in our bodies. The reason we spend time doing this is there's something about this process that has good effects for us as humans. It's a way of cultivating more clarity, stability, tranquility of mind. And we don't have to try directly to make those things happen. What we do is make effort to try to keep the attention fairly steady with these very simple elements of ordinary experience. So it may be hard to believe that that can be useful at all, but since you're here, let's check it out. One thing we will notice is that the attention will drift. No matter how hard we try to say, keep the attention focused on the sensations of the breath, nonetheless, there will be those moments for all of us when we realize that our attention has been drawn into mulling over a problem, or just reflecting on a memory that came to mind, or anything, whatever can come into consciousness may well come in. And with mindfulness practice, we don't quite welcome these distractions, but when they do occur, we practice with them in that we can bring attention. So if I think of something I'm worried about, I can recognize I'm thinking, maybe even use a quiet label, thinking, to kind of recognize what's happening. Often there will be emotion. So we can notice the emotion of worry or fear or anger, whatever it is. And without trying to fix it, this is what is almost the most radical part of this activity, is we become more aware of experience without trying to fix it in the moment. And so we may think of something that needs to be worked on, right? It's like, oh, right, I gotta milk the cow. But we don't jump up and do it right now unless you realize it's been way too long since you milked your cows. You probably should go do it rather than meditate. But other than that, we just stay here and stay with our experience and make a note to future self, go do such and such. Okay, let's go ahead. Eyes can be open or closed. Might take a few deeper breaths as you begin. Slightly deeper in breath and out breath. It's just one way to begin, but a nice way. Maybe even a little sigh with the deeper out breath. Then letting your breath be normal. We'll come back to the normal breath in a minute. For now, just notice sounds you can hear. And notice how easy this is. It's easy in the sense that we don't have to censor any sounds. We may not like everything we hear, but we don't have to try to censor. Just notice, maybe even notice the disliking. We don't have to keep track. We don't have to try to get something out of the sensations. Just as don't try to hear everything, just moment after moment, staying attuned to some of the sounds coming your way. So you can stay with sounds if you wish. Come back to sounds anytime. It's also good to practice with our bodies. So when you wish, letting your attention now shift into your body more directly. Just notice what you can observe at the level of the physical sensations, head, shoulders, arms, hands, torso, legs, feet. So you may observe a lot, may not observe much. Doesn't matter, just noticing what there is. It's vibration, softness, heat, cold, whatever. So we feel into our bodies, it can be kind of normal to discover there are sensations connected with the breath. So just the normal breath now, not breathing deeply. The way we began, just the normal breath. The abdomen tends to move a little bit, slight rising, tensing with the in-breath. Falling, softening, dissolving with the out-breath. So we don't do anything to make this happen. We just can notice that it does happen. May not feel a lot in the abdomen, the belly. So we can also observe the breath at the nose, the upper lip. Air flowing in with the in-breath, air leaving with the out-breath. So the breath is pretty good for our purposes because it tends to be neutral or pleasant. And it is changing, so it's kind of it's not terribly exciting, but there is some change that can help us stay interested. When will the in-breath begin? So we don't make it happen, just noticing when it does, these sensations, the out-breath begins, unfolds, dissolves. If you do find the breath not feeling suitable, it can happen at times, coming back to sounds or maybe focusing somewhere else in your body, sensations in your hands or feet. But don't try too hard to get it perfect. The idea is we muster some effort. It's mostly patience. The instructions are not terribly complex, right? Muster that patience, that willingness just to try, even when it seems unreasonable, going ahead and trying. And then, of course, as I mentioned, keeping in mind that there will be times when we realize that we were trying and yet the attention drifted. The mind can move so quickly. This is not a failure. This is our intelligence at work, no doubt about it. And so we definitely don't get hard on ourselves when our mind is active and wants to move from one thing to another quickly. But we notice it. When we notice it, we can recognize where the attention has been drawn. So maybe there are some thoughts, some worries, maybe a quiet whisper, thinking, worrying, and coming back to the breath or wherever you're focusing. So we don't need to be in a rush. There can be times where we notice a thought, the emotion is vivid, we tune into the feel of the emotion in our bodies. There are sensations typically, like in the torso, that can be noticed that are a component of emotions. So we can do that exploration. We want to avoid kind of just letting one thought lead to another, which happens quite naturally. So we don't have to make that stop, but we can avoid just getting carried along, right? So just let the thoughts be and exert that effort to bring the attention back to the breath or the hands or sounds. So I'll be silent for a bit. We can practice together. So we'll take a couple more minutes of the meditation together. No need to rush anything. Just bringing attention to experience taking place now. This breath, same breath, or whatever is drawing your attention. Can be part of the meditation. So thank you. We'll end the meditation there. It's good to practice with you. If you're new to this sort of thing, hope those instructions, that guidance was useful. Sometimes people are surprised that the basics are so simple that it's definitely not conceptually complicated. If you are new, it may have been a little long. Maybe longer than necessary for you. So we don't, there's no time standard that we really have to worry about. Just doing this sort of thing regularly, we develop the skills. There are skills that can be developed. If you are somewhat experienced, you may come to notice that these sessions on Monday end a little too soon for you, that you actually could go longer. And so kind of pay attention there. And again, don't get uptight about this. It is something that for most people, the more we practice it, the more familiar we will become with both the methods and also with how our minds are working here in this context. This idea of focusing attention on something in our experience that's relatively simple, uncomplicated, is something like that is part of most forms of meditation, and there are dozens and dozens of types. Although, what the suggested object of consciousness is will differ, of course, in differing forms. And so, at this point, there's no neuroscientific understanding of why there are good effects. Right, of simply taking time, focusing attention on the feel of the breath, the abdomen, the nose. And there are people working on this. There are neuroscientists doing fMRI studies of people getting more and more concentrated and so forth. Even all of those studies are going to show when they and I love it. It's interesting. I'm ready to volunteer to be in the MRI. But those studies will show which parts of the brains are active or inactive. And enough has been done to show that that can be localized, when people meditate. But even then, we're not going to have much of an understanding of how our actual experience arises from the brain activity that's taking place. So it's going to remain mysterious for some time. at least 20 minutes or 2 days or 42,000 years if things go well. It's very interesting, right, that we can see that it does help us, even though we don't understand the mechanism. And so we don't have to try to figure it out. But what we can do is try it for ourselves and see. And I do teach this sort of basics of mindfulness with confidence, because I think for most people, even if some other method turns out to be a little bit better down the road, that just this body-based connection with the breath, or with sounds, is a pretty good way to approach it. And it's here where it is a skill that can be developed given the capacities that each of us have. And we have differing capacities. So some of us have actually been working at jobs that involve a lot of kind of fine-tuned attention. And so we've already trained our minds in a way to pay attention in a kind of a fine way. But even then, the capacities differ. And so there's not one size fits all, and it's an extremely personal journey, even though there are these basic methods that can be learned and taught and practiced. And then also a similar point about, what happens when the attention drifts and suddenly we're aware of our anger about something, or our fear, or right. So there can be a cloud of thoughts one leading, and here again, mindfulness practice is quite clear that we don't fight that so much as be aware of it. And even especially when it's stuff that we would prefer not to have, such as the difficult emotions. This again can take some practice, right? And part of that endeavor is kind of fostering some experience so that in the, down the road, we can remember, it doesn't seem like it's going to help, but I know it might help, right? Just to pay attention, just like I'm freaked out in one way or another, I'm scared, angry, whatever. And just like, okay, this is my experience right now. And even a few seconds can be useful there. Or 10 seconds, just, it doesn't have to be a full meditation. It's just even in the course of daily life, just remembering that, okay, even in this moment, I can take a breath, notice my fear, notice my anger, feel it in my body, and so forth. So it can become a really interesting part of life, once we get the hang of it. And of course, for many of us, we do know that it can help us. Thank you for the comments. Brings my awareness to my resisting unwanted noise and brings so much annoyance. Thank you. Oh, good, good, good. Thanks for showing up. It's good to practice with you. Do practice. I may I know I it's not my job to tell you what to do, but insofar as you find this potentially promising, you won't be sorry, putting in the effort, taking the time to do it. So thank you. We'll see you.
Thanks for listening to the UCLA Mindful Monday Meditation. For more information about our classes, workshops, and retreats, please visit uclahealth.org/UCLA Mindful. Join us each week for a new session on mindfulness.